Well, Jamesy, got the Division 2 campaign up and running last week, first time up there, and I know it was defeat to Mayo, but there was positives and I'm sure encouragement as well for you guys that were playing.
That's right, Tom. I suppose last Sunday we were rather disappointed, to be honest with you. We let in three very soft goals and, you know, they didn't score a lot from play. So, in an overall sense, even though we're missing a lot of guys, we're still very disappointed. We were very close to taking the 2 points, but we have to move on and we have Armagh tomorrow, so we know that'll be another step again, and you know, we just have to try and hit the ground running this Sunday and try and dictate the place ourselves, because last week we were sitting waiting on Mayo like to do something spectacular, but we soon found out after 15-20 minutes that we were very much in the mix, so hopefully tomorrow we can bring that with us.
Mm. It's very unfortunate when you do get up to Division 2B for the first time that you are short so many first-choice players.
It's very unfortunate, you know, but listen, the management have to deal with what they have. We have a very good young panel there, but it is, I don't like saying it, but it is very unfortunate with the calibre of players we're missing. Like, you know, we're kind of missing 3, 8, 9, 11, and 14, you know, they're very key players to us, so we'll be very hopeful to get them back shortly, but at the minute we don't have them, so we have to deal without them, and we have to just push on, and, you know, hopefully we can make some kind of stance tomorrow.
Yeah.
We've trained well, so we're just hoping to go up and tear into Armagh and see what that brings.
Mm. And I know from speaking to Ray Durick ahead of last week's game as well, he was a little disappointed with, obviously, you know, through nobody's fault, but obviously the weather didn't help either. You didn't get an awful lot of work done on grass.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, that's Irish weather, but you can't use that as an excuse, but listen, it is a factor. But we'll be hoping now, we've got training on grass all this week, we'll be hoping that maybe as the weeks progress, that would fizzle out. But it was difficult, you know, as you're training on different surfaces, it's hard to come back to grass and then try and peak, you know, but listen, I'm sure it's the same for Armagh, Mayo and the rest of the team, so we'll just have to try and better our performance this week.
What was the one big difference you found last week in the step up from Division 3 to Division 2?
I suppose the pace of the game, Tom, you know, and we're going to find out a wee bit more about that as the weeks go on, but the pace of the game, and they don't tend to make too many mistakes, and if you make any mistake, they seem to punish you very, very easily. And that's going to get harder as the week goes on, you know, with the likes of Kildare and Meath coming to town. So we'll be just hoping that to try and improve on our first touch that little bit more and try and get the ball away that little faster. I know ourselves as backs last Sunday, we didn't clear the ball as sufficiently as we'd like to. So we'll be hoping to try and rectify that this week. And, you know, I suppose that's the big difference, the pace of the game. We're trying to get up to that pace.
Yeah, and Armagh, as you said, tomorrow are no soft touch either.
No, Armagh's no soft touch. You know, they're going to be very, very physical, and Armagh like a battle. And in fairness, we like a battle too. So, I think it's a big fit. It's a big field, so it should suit us as well as it'll suit them. And we're just hoping to try. And every Sunday, we're just trying to cut out the small mistake from making. And try and get things right, but we know ourselves not going to be easy.
Yeah, and I know team-wise, Joe Boyle is very doubtful for this week, so another big setback.
It is, yeah. Joe's very doubtful at the minute. You know, he hasn't trained. You know, you have to look at the bigger picture too. We don't want to damage Joe for the rest of the year, so he's a very important player to us. You know, so, but listen, as I say, Brendan Therese is there, he's trained well all week, he's pushing hard all the time for a place, so if he gets his chance tomorrow, I'm sure Brendan will take it with both hands.
Mm. And as we said, Armagh, the athletic grounds will be a tough nut to crack, and I suppose it's more about performance and getting up to speed and staying with them for as long as possible.
Well, yes and no, but no, listen, we're not going up to Armagh just to, you know, get a clap in the back at the end of it and pick up a point. We're going up to try and shake things up in Armagh. We want to go up there and get a result. You know, we're in this league. Listen, I'm playing for Donegal for 15 years now, and when we started, we were in Division 5. There was a Division 5 back then. Now we're in Division 2, and we don't want to go back down that ladder, and we want to stay up here. We want to fight and fight hard and stay up for the younger players coming through. You know, they're seeing this now, and I'm sure they want to stay there. They don't want to go down. So we're going to Armagh tomorrow, and we're going to hopefully try and get a result. there's no point thinking any otherwise, Tom.